This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now that the floodwaters are receding and many communities begin the huge cleanup efforts after these floods, there will also be a lot of insurance claims that need processing. And if you have been flood affected or you know somebody that is, how do you get your head around the insurance side of things? Marta Solofini is a senior solicitor with Legal Aid New South Wales, and here she gives us some tips so you know that you get it all done right and what your first steps need to be in starting the insurance claim process.
Some people might be insured, so that's one thing, is to have a look at your insurance policy. And there are unfortunately going to be some people who aren't insured, or they might have insurance but doesn't cover this for the damages that's happened over the flood. So there are a lot of services that will be available that will talk about what kinds of grants or funding that might be available for them to apply for. So keep an ear out for any events that's happening in your local area, or you can always give us a call at Legal Aid. We're happy to let you know what's happening.
And we have heard that the government are offering some grants for different businesses that have been flood affected, of course, on the back of the challenges they will have already experienced with the pandemic. Do you know if there's anything that individuals can apply for, or do they need to do that research a little bit more specifically?
I'm not aware of specific details, but there are often individual assistance that's available as well. Service New South Wales often have all that information, so that could be a starting point as well, as you get in contact with Service New South Wales and see what's available for them. They'll often assess your situation and then they'll let you know what funding or what grants are available to you.
Okay, and in terms of dealing with insurers, I feel like a lot of people can feel like that's going to be a real challenge. You're not sure if they're going to give you, you know, the best rebate for your claim, etc. What's your advice on dealing with your insurer to make sure that you do actually get the most out of your claim?
So the first thing is really just lodge your claim. That's the starting point. Whether you know exactly what you're covered for or not, just start by lodging your claim. Now, your insurer should discuss with you if you've got any questions about what you're covered for. They should let you know. But if you're not sure, whether by reading your own insurance policy or speaking to your insurer, then you can get in contact with some legal help in understanding what you're covered for under your policy. But it always helps you to ask questions, especially if you're affected by floods. Things like whether you're entitled to temporary accommodation, if you are in financial hardship, ask your insurer about what eligibility criteria there is for you to receive some emergency funds from your policy. But just ask those questions, and your insurer is obligated to work with you and give you the information about what you're covered for in your policy.
I don't know if this is correct or not, but I have heard a couple of people talking about not agreeing to any kind of settlement too soon, because clearly there's going to be damage and requirements that people become aware of over the course of the next couple of months as they realise what the true damage to their property may have been. Is that right, that you don't want to agree to what your settlement will be too soon, or is it okay to start negotiating some of that stuff now?
Look, it is okay to start negotiating that with your insurer. There are some protection provided under the General Insurance Code of Practice if you do settle a claim very early on and then you want to query it later. The code allows you to do that. But you definitely want to start speaking to your insurer about what can be done now. Remember, with flooding and water damage, the longer you leave things and don't deal with it, it becomes bigger problems with mold and that sort of thing. So you really want to get onto it as early as possible. Just work with your insurer. For example, if you need to remove things from the property because it's water damaged and you want to prevent further damage to your property, take photos of those items. Let your insurer know that these are your plans. You want to remove it from the property. So long as you have that open communication with your insurer, things should work out. But again, there's always legal services available to help. But just keep that communication open with your insurer is the best thing to do, I think.
Yeah. And are there any big don'ts that people should know about that might affect their ability to claim? For instance, if they do remove things for the property, or, you know, they start to get their uncle's brother's mate to come and begin rebuilding fences or something. Does any of that affect someone's ability to claim?
It could present some problems for your insurer, particularly if you've gone ahead and done things without them knowing. So again, the communication with your insurer is important. And keeping evidence of exactly what you've done. So it could present a problem if, for example, you've gotten rid of something and there's no evidence of that, as in no photos or your insurer doesn't know that you've done that, it'd be harder for them to then assess the true extent of your claim or your losses. So again, it's really about communications with your insurer.
And this may depend on the individual insurer that you're with, but does it matter if you get friends and family or, you know, someone that owns a landscaping business, for instance, whatever the service may be? Is it okay to get them to help you in the rebuild, or do you need specific people that are approved by the insurer to do that work?
So that will depend on your insurance policy, but it is something that you can negotiate with your insurer. So you can, a lot of circumstances, you can have friends who own those businesses come and do that work for you, but again, it is in consultation with your insurer. So okay. In some policies, it is up to your insurer to determine which service to send out. But again, the insurers could very well be happy for you to arrange your own repairers and they'll pay the cost for that. But again, it just comes back to that. You need to be in communication with your insurer and be clear on what they agree for you to do and what you've agreed that they will do.
That's Marta Solofini from Legal Aid New South Wales. You can reach out to them if you do need support on 1-800-801-529 or head to their website, legalaid.nsw.gov.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.